Psachim, Perik Aleph, learning this Mishnayis, Leilu Nishmas, Sorarel Kebasar, Pshneir Zalman, Menachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shal Pesach, in Healofim Tavshin Ayin. This is learned by Toich Shloshim, Leilu Nishmasot, Hei Nishmasot, Srura, Bitzre Rachaim. Perik Aleph, Psachim, Mishnah Aleph. Oir Larba Osor, the night that is before the 14th of Nisan, that is the night that is before Erev Pesach, Boidkines HaChometz Loir HaNeir, we search for Chometz in the house, in all places, by the light of a candle. Kol Mokim She'ein Machnisin Boi Chometz, any place that you do not bring into it Chometz during the year, Ein Tzorich Bedika, you don't have to search. Why did they say that if you have a wine cellar, you must search between the two rows of the barrels? Perhaps there will be chametz over there. It's talking about a cellar in which you bring in chametz. Beishamai Omrim b'shamay say shtei shureis al pnei kol hamartif, two rows along the entire cellar. The barrels are situated one on top of the other, from the ground till the roof, and it goes on the length and on the width of the cellar. So one needs to search the rows in the front of him from the ground till the roof, and between all of the upper level of the barrels in the length and the width of the cellar. That he only has to search the two barrels that are in front, two rows of barrels that are in front, shehein hal yonis, and also only the upper two rows in the front. Bartanura. Oir larba osor, the night to the 14th, says the Bartanura, leil, that's the night, shelech mochros yihye yudalid, that tomorrow it will be the 14th. And the Tanna calls, refers to the night as Oir, Oir Larbosor, Kiderech, Shekoirim Li'iver, Saginor, just as you call to a blind person, we refer to him as Saginor, lots of light, to use a good language. Velishna Malya Nokatin is using a good language. So it's really Leil Arbosor, Leil Arba Osor, but he uses the word of Oir as a good language. So we say, so what happens on the night to the 14th, Boitkin es HaChometz, we search for the Chometz, is the Mefarshi, there are those that explain, Taimot de Bedika, the reason why we search, is Kidei Shelo Yavir al Bal Yiro Bal Yimotze, so one should not transgress the prohibition that it shall not be seen and not be found, im yeh chametz bepesach bepesach, if there will be chametz in his house during Pesach. So ba'af al gav di bebitl ba'al mosagi, although that just by nullifying, giving up your ownership alone, that should be sufficient not to violate the prohibition by Rabbi Motze Chayshinon. We still are afraid. Shema Yimzogluske Yof Yofia. He might find a very beautiful piece of bread or cake. The Yimlech al Bituloi, and he will renege or retract his nullification, his giving up his the value of it and big mavatl it. He'll give up on that, renege on that. And then he might think about it to eat it. And then he would be transgressing the prohibition of should not be found and not be seen. Hilkoch, therefore, boit kines ha-chometz, therefore we search for the chometz, kidei levare min ha-olam, in order to destroy it from the world. The is the amri, but others say that time of the bedika, that the reason for searching is gezeira shema yimtzu chometz bebeise bepesach, he might find chometz in his house on Pesach, v'yechlen and come to eat it. Kivon shein rogi liyis, but menu kol shari meis hashono, since he is not accustomed to separate himself all year round, and he always eats chametz, as opposed to other isurim, we don't require him to remove from his house because a person never uses them. But chametz he uses all year, so we're more afraid that if he's be around, he might come to consume it, and that's why we tell him to be bedik. That's the other view for the reason for the bedik. So we search for the chametz le'oyr hanir. So the Bartanura, the Gemara, Yolif, and the Gemara, we learn out the Bedikas Chometz, Tzricha Shetehei Lo'ir Haner, that the search of the Chometz is necessary, that it should be for the light of a candle. Mediksiv Hocha, since here it's written in Pasuk Shmoyis Yud Beis, it says, Se'oir Lo'i Yimotzi, that there shall not be found any Se'oir, any sourdough. Uksiv Hosom, and over there, in Breshis Mandalas, it's written, Vayimotzi Hagoviah, and the cup was found in the Yosef's bag, in Binyamin's bag, when it was placed over there and they found it. So, ma mitziyah amur rasham, just like the finding over there, is al yidei chipus, that is through searching. How did they find the cup? Because they searched in that bag. Because the pasuk says there, vayichapes, that they searched in the bags, and they found it. So, af mitziyah amur kan, also when it says here mitziyah, is also al yidei chipus, is through searching. So we know that lo yimotze shall not be found. How is it not going to be found? By searching. And, you know, searching finds it, and then you make sure, once you find it, that nothing else is not found. And how does one accomplish chippus? Chippus habi b'neir. And searching is done with a light of a candle. Diksiv, it says in Mishlechov, Neir Hashem Nishmas Odom Choyfes Kol Chadrei Boten, that the Neir of Hashem, which is the soul, a man searches all rooms of the stomach of the inside. So we see that the neir is what does the chepes. So the tik no abedika balaylo, and they instituted, the chacham instituted, that the searching should take place at night time. Mipnei, because shebalaylo kolaom mitzuyim bivateyim, at night all people are found in their homes. And the light of the candle is good for searching at night time, more than searching than the day. Because the candle, since we need to use a candle, we learned it out, the chippus is benedis, and it's better to use a candle at night time than the daytime. The shraga b'tihara l'may mahani, because a candle in the daytime, in the sun, What does it help? Doesn't give add anything. So therefore, because the people are home, and also the mayor is Yafal Bidika, so that's what we do at night time. Omihu, however, im lebodak lel yudalet, if a person did not search on the night of the yudalet, ubeidek b'yudalet shachris, and he is searching in the morning of the yudalet, of the 14th of the morning, sarech shiyudek nami lo iran ner, he still needs to search by the light of the ner. Velomo, then he says, Velomo Amru. And why did they say, where did the Chachamim say? This thing, where it says, why did they say two lines in the cellar? Since we just said that you only have to search in places that you bring in Chametz. And if you don't bring Chametz, you don't have to be searching. So where did they say, Lekamo B'masnisin, later on in the Mishnah, it says, Shtei Shuris Shel Chavis, Hasduris Zu Al Gabi Zu. Two lines of barrels, which are organized one on top of the other one, b'martiv shel yayin, on a cellar of wine, tzorich livdek b'neihem, that you have to search amongst them. Achar she'amru, since they already said kol mokim she'en machnisim chametz, any place you don't bring in chametz, and tzorich livdek, you don't have to search. Lamo yitzrich livdek, how come they required? Why did the chum require to search them? Umishani. So he answers Loi Amru, that they did not say that you should search him, that what the Mishnah says later, you search them, Elo b'martif, only by a seller shemachnisim by chometz, that you bring in their chometz. Kimoi, as for example, martif shemistapek mimenu yayin l'shulchonei, a seller which he uses from that cellar for wine for his table, upamim, and sometimes shashamish oimed limzoik, that the shamish is about standing to pour from the wine, upita biyode, and he has a piece of bread in his hand, ukshayayin kola, and when the wine finishes, nichnas b'martiv laviyayin, he goes in to the cellar to bring wine, and he may have forgotten the piece of bread over there. So that means the mokim shachnisim b'chametz, as such a cellar which you use for your needs, and the shamish might go down there to grab some wine, and then at that time leave a piece of chametz over there. So we learned that Bishamai says so the Slama Amru that we just said is what Bishamai is actually saying over here. Shtei Shuras Lapnei Kalamar, that he's asking before the quoting of Bishamai Bishilo. So what does it mean, Shtei Shuras Apnei Kol Hamartif, two lines over the entire cellar? Derech Eitzri Yayin, the nature, the way, the custom of those who store wine, the Sadir Chav Yiseyim, to organize their barrels, Shuris, rows, Shememalim Kol Karkois Hamartif, first they fill the entire floor of the cellar. V'choizrim Manichim, then they go and they place Chavis Al Chavis, a barrel on top of a barrel, Kishuris HaTachtoynes, like the lower barrels, Kach Shuris HaYonis, likewise the upper barrels. Ad, until Shmei HaKoyr, until they reach to the roof. Ushtei Shuris Shamru Beis Shammai, in the two rows that Beis Shammai said, Heim Shura Chitzoyna, that is the outer row, Min HaOretz, Ad Shmei HaKoyr, from the ground up to the roof, the entire front. V'choizru Boidek, and then he goes back and he also checks, HaChoviyus HaYonis, the upper barrels, Alpnei Orkei V'Rochbei, across the entire length and width, Shamartiv of the cellar. Nimtzu, so it turns out that the base Shuris, the two rows, is Kimin Gam Yivonis. It's like a Gam, a Greek letter of Gam, which is Shura Achaz Biskifa, one line, vertical line, of Shura Achaz Bishchiva, one line lying down is horizontal. That's lying down. So you do the entire front and the entire top. But Beis Hillel say no. You do Shtei Shuris HaChitzonius, you do the two outer lines. Hashura HaYoyna, the row, the top row, HaSmucha L'Shmei Koyra, that is closest to the roof. HaRoye Pnei HaPesach, that sees the opening of the door, the front. V'Shalamati Men, and one below it. V'Oysom Shalifnim, and those that are inside, Eine Boide Klal, you don't have to check at all. Umin achitzoinis, and also from the outer ones, ein abodik, you don't search, elo, shtei halyoinis bilvad, only the two upper rows alone, as opposed to the shamai, which needed the whole front and the whole top, plus the entire across the width and the length of the cell. Mishnah Beis. Ein chayshishin, we don't have to worry, shemo girir achuldam mibayis labayis, perhaps a cat dragged chametz from one house from which you had not yet cleaned out of chametz and brought it into the house that you already cleaned the chametz. Umimokim lemokim. And also in the same house itself, we don't worry that maybe the cat dragged the chametz from the place that you had not yet cleaned out, and he brought the chametz to the place that you already cleaned out. The im came, because if so, that you're going to worry about this, mechotzer lechotzer, from one yard to the other yard, umi'ir le'ir, and from one city to the other city, you should also have to worry. Perhaps a cat dragged chametz from the house or in the city that you already searched from the other place. Ein l'davar sof. So this has really no end. So then, you will a whole day stand and just and search. The Bartanura base ain chayshishim. We don't worry. that when he checked his house in this corner, and is coming to check the next corner, the other corner, we don't worry. Perhaps in the time that I've come to this corner, the cat has pulled it to the cat or weasel. Attach it, cat, the chulda. But lemakim mabaduk, to the place that was searched. But sorry, chani lachzev elidoyik, and there I have to go back and check that place again. Shim baso lachush lebekach, because if you're going to come to worry for this, hagam mechotzer lechotzer. So also from one yard to the other yard, yesh lemerkein. We can also say so. Ani badakti koyin lachaveri. I checked before my friend. Ula achar b'dikosi, and after I checked, tevi achul the chametz mechametz chaveri lechatzeri. Then a cat brought the chametz from the yard of my friend to my yard. And then there's no one. Mishnah Gimel. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Boitkin oir arba asor, that you search on the night of the chametz on the night before the 14th, and if he didn't search at night ubar baasor shachris, then he should search on the 14th in the morning, and if he didn't search in the morning." So you should check when it comes the time to burning the chametz. The chametz say, "Lo yibadak oir arba asar." If he didn't search at the night of the to the 14th, yivdak barba asar. Then he should search on the 14th. Lo yibadak barba asar. If he didn't search on the 14th, yivdak b'toy chamoyed. Then he should check during the Yom Tov, during Pesach. Lo yibadak b'toy chamoyed. If he didn't check on Pesach, yivdak lachar chamoyed. Then he should check after Yom Tov. Because chametz which remained on Pesach becomes prohibited to benefit even after Pesach. Umashe mishayir, and the chametz that he leaves over to eat at nighttime after he searches and for the next day, for the next morning, yanechenu b'tzina, he should put it in a hidden place. Kedei shelo yitzorech b'dik achrav, he should not have to go and search for it again if it's going to be dragged away from the place that he put it to another place. So that's why he says hide it so that it cannot be dragged away. Zogdi Bartanura says, "Boitkin oir yudalid ubi yudalid shachris." Hachikomer. What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is not that you have to search all four times. Oir arbaasar baasar shachris shasabir. This is what he's saying. Bo be'echad 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 megimu prokhi halalu bilvad. Only in one of these three times. Baitkin, you search. But la'achar gimul prokim alalu, after these three times, im loy badak, had he not searched, shuv ein baidek, he doesn't have to search anymore. But the chachamim say that if he didn't search on the arbaos, he has to check on the 14th. So if he didn't check on the night, he should check on the 14th. The 14th here is actually the same as Rav Yehuda said, arbaos or shachris. And then when he says, if he didn't check on the 14th, Yivdek B'tech HaMoyed, he should check within the in the Moyed. So we have two pshatim over here. One says that B'tech HaMoyed, Zog de Bartanuro, B'tech HaMoyed means B'sho Shishis, Shu Moyed Abir. The Moyed means at the time, not in the Hal, not in Pesach, but it means at the time of the burning, which would be equal to what Rabbi Yehuda said in the three cases, the first Arbaos HaShachris and then Shas Abir. The only addition, what the Chachamim made according to this, that if Lebodak, if Lebodak B'tech HaMoyed, Yivdek L'Achar HaMoyed, that would mean, that means Ad Shetechshach, until it gets dark. And this is all talking about before Pesach. So the first three would be the equivalent of Rabbi Yehuda, plus the Chachamim add the Achar HaMoyed, meaning until the night time. However, V'iz the Mefarshi, says the Bartanura, B'toich HaMoyed means here, B'toich HaPesach. That means during Pesach. L'Achar HaMoyed means L'Achar HaPesach, that means after Pesach. Kedei shelo yisarav, why did he have to check after Pesach? Kedei shelo yisarav lechametz sh'orov haPesach, so that it shouldn't get mixed into him, the chametz that Pesach has gone over it, shu asur ba'anoeh, that is prohibited to anoeh, b'chametz shel heter sh'naseh l'achar haPesach, with permissible chametz that was done after Pesach. But the Rabbi Yehuda sover, Rabbi Yehuda holds, La'achar abiyur, that after the time of burning, the haynu la'achar zman isurei shel chametz, after the time that chametz has become prohibited, leiv the klal, he should not search at all, dilma osel mechel menes, because he might come to eat from it. So once you've done, then don't search because you might come to eat. Rabbanon amri, the Rabbanon say, yivdek la'achar zman isurei, that he should search after the time of the Isur, after it's prohibited, after midday, we don't worry that he might come to eat from it, kivon, since shakol atzmei, the entire purpose mechazer alov, that he's searching it, it is l'soif, is to burn it, so he's not going to come to eat. Ve'in halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but the person is supposed to continue to search for it in the times, as the Chachamim said. Mishneh Dalet, the Meir says, Eichlin kol chomesh, that you're allowed to eat chometz and erev Pesach the entire fifth hour of the day. And if, again, if it's an example, if the day would start at 6 and finish at 6, a 12-hour day beginning at 6 and ending at 6, so then we'd have exactly the hour, so then that would be 5 hours, that would mean that you can eat up till 11 o'clock, because you'd have 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11. By the time it hits 11, that means the entire 11th hour. The surfin b'tchila shesh, and you burn the chametz in the beginning of the 6th hour, which is after 11 o'clock. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Oichlim kol arba, you can eat chametz the entire 4th hour. That would be until, in the previous example, that's what we're going to use, that means till 10 o'clock. V'toilin kol chamesh, and the entire 5th hour, that is from 10 to 11, that remains, that's in doubt, so that you can't eat any more chametz, but you're still permitted to enjoy, to benefit of the chametz. In other words, you can sell it. You can benefit from it, and the v'sorfin b'tchila shesh, and then you burn the chametz in the beginning of the 6th hour. So the Bar Tanura, the Meir said that you can eat the entire 5th hour, and you burn in the beginning of the 6th hour. Even though the entire 6th hour from the Torah chametz is still permitted to be in your possession, because it's only osir after half a day, only osir after the 6th hour, goes Rabban Alei, the Chachamim, the sages have made a decree on it, Dilma Tohu, that people may make a mistake, V'sovar al Hazayin Shehivav, they will think that this 7th hour is really the 6th hour. Aval Alei, Loito Lameimer, al Hazayin Shehihe, but on the 5th hour, person is not going to make a mistake to say that the 7th is the 5th hour. In other words, if it's umutar, and that's permissible, a person is not going to make a mistake in 2 hours. So the person may think that it's the 6th hour, but it's really the 7th hour. So that's why the Chachamim say, you know what, do it an hour earlier. But 2 hours before, we weren't afraid. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can eat only up to the 4 hours, and the toilin kol chomish, that you hang the 5th one, you don't eat, zok de bar tanura, ve'ena oichel, and he doesn't eat, b'gezeira, because he worries, mishum yom ha'ma'unon, on a cloudy day, and the sun is not out, so therefore, when the sun is out, you can tell when midday is, and a person doesn't make such a mistake, but if it's a cloudy day, the toiv is sovir, Alazayin, they all, that a person will think that the 7th hour, Shehi Chamishis, that is the 5th. So therefore, they wanted him to be done eating by the 5th. Before the 5th, that's why you only allowed him to eat the entire 4th hour. However, he doesn't have to burn it. He can feed it to his animal. Before we said he can sell it, or he can feed it to the animal, he can have a nut. Aval shishis, but the 6th hour abba no osur, that would also be osur ba no in the 6th hour, even though minatayr it's only at the end of the 6th hour, the beginning of the 7th hour, but midrabonin it's osur, abba no osur midrabonin. Gezeira mishum zayin, because there's a we worry about the seventh hour. V'alocha k'Rabbi Yehuda, the locha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that you can only eat the chametz up till 4 hours. You can have anoa also the entire fifth hour, and you have to start burning at the beginning of the sixth hour. Mishnah. V'aydom Rabbi Yehuda, and further said Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei chalas shel toida, the two chalas, breads of chametz from a korban, which is called the korban toida, thank you korban, that has with it two chalas of chametz, psulas, that they had become disqualified, that you cannot eat them. Munochas al gaga itz taba, they were laying on Erev Pesach on the roof, on a bench in the courtyard. Kolz man shemunochis, as long that those two chalas were laying, kolom eichlim, so the entire people would still eat chametz. Nitla achas, that one chala was taken away, then toilin, then it's this safik lo eichlim, people don't eat the chametz v'lo yisurfim, but you don't burn it the chametz yet, but you can, you know, sell it or give it to the animal. You can have a noah from it, so you don't burn it yet. But nitlu shteyem, both when both chalas were taken away, hischilu kolam serfim, then the people began to burn their chametz. Rabbi Gamliel, Aymer, Rabbi Gamliel says chulin, just regular bread, not holy bread, not toida. Necholim kol arba, they can be eaten the entire fourth hour until 10 o'clock, which is, again, if it's the day started at 6, you have 6, 7, 8, 9, 6, 7, which is actually not 6, it starts at 6, so by the time 7th is the first hour, when it hits 7, that's the first hour, that's the hour from 6 to 7, so you have 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, that's the 4 hours, so you can eat the entire, up to the 4th hour. However, usruma, but truma that has become chametz, that can be eaten kol chamesh, also the entire fifth hour until 11. The sorfim b'tchilas sheish, and then you start burning in the beginning of the sixth hour, which means after 11 o'clock. Says the Bar Tanura that the Mishnah said that Rabbi Yehuda said that there were shtei chalos shel toida, there were two chalos of the korban toida shel chametz, that were of chametz shel toida, of the korban toida, they were psulis. Psulis, they were disqualified, the non-good bread. Says the Bar Tanura, shenifsulu bilina, they were disqualified because they stayed overnight, and shemetoch shehem merubais lachmei toida b'yud gimul benisin, because they are a lot of lachmei toida, breads of toida on the 13th of Nisan. Shekol mish yesh le toida lahavi, because anybody who had a korban toida to bring, mevia b'yud gimul, brings it on the 13th. They want to get rid of older chametz, and therefore nifsolais v'lino l'boikar sheyudalet, they have become disqualified by staying over for till the morning of the 14th. So Batanun explains, lachmei toida, the breads of the korban toida arboim, it's 40 breads, chalis, 40. Eser mehem chametz, 10 of those 40 are chametz. V'toida, and the korban toida necheles liyoyim v'laylo, it's eaten for the day and the night. V'im hoyu mevi'in oisem b'yudalet, if they would bring it on the 14th itself, in necholos shel chametz, they cannot eat them chametz el ad sheishos, only up to 6 hours. V'also lohavi korban, because you can't eat chametz after midday. V'also lohavi korban b'yoyim sheismayet zman achilosei. And you're not allowed to bring a korban on the day that the time for its eating has been diminished, taken away some of the time. She'ein mevi'in kotshim lebeis apsul, because you're not to begin with to bring holy food to the apostle, to the disqualified, home of the disqualified, where you place all those that were apostle. Hilchos, therefore, kol mishah yolov korban toida, anybody who had upon himself an obligation korban toida, mevi'i b'yud gimel, he brings it on the 13th. The yudalad la yuchal avi, he cannot bring it on the 14th. The kolsh came in Pesach, of course, on Pesach he can bring it because there's no chametz on Pesach. And therefore they became possible by staying over the entire night by the 14th. Because they didn't have so many eaters. The psula is because they were disqualified. They would place them there. Because had they been kosher, to place them, to disqualify them with our hands, meaning directly us causing them to disqualify, because they're staying there, they remain there until the time that they are burnt, the time of biur, that one has to get rid of the chametz and then they're burnt. We would not do that. But because they were already puzzled, the reason they were puzzled is because there were many bringing on the night, on the day before Pesach, because you can't bring it on Yudalot. I mean, on the 2 days before Pesach, on Yud Gimel. And because you can't bring it on your dollar, because you can only eat it part of the time. And that's why, but there was a lot of toides, and that's why they used the toide, the disqualified toides that stayed overnight, and they placed them on those benches. Al-Gag Itzteba, on the roof of the bench, that was on the Temple Mount, so people should see them there as a sign of when to stop eating and when to when the time of a burning of the chametz. Nitla achas mehem, one of them was taken b'tchilas shohei, in the beginning of the fifth hour. Boshliach bezdin v'nitla achas, in the beginning of the fifth hour, the agent of bezdin came. He took one of them. V'chola makirim, then everybody would recognize sheigia shoh chamishis, that the fifth hour has arrived. The toilet, and now they hang. You can't, don't burn it yet, because you can still have a no, but you can't eat it. The Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings down that Rabbi Gamliel said that truma kol chomesh, the truma actually can be eaten the entire fifth hour also. Just like Hanoah, you're allowed to have the fifth hour, same thing goes for a truma. So the Batanur explains, the also lahafsid kachim biyadayim, because it is prohibited to cause directly with your hands to lose kachim, cause manchi yachal oichlam, as long as you are able to eat them. The surfin b'tchilas sheish, and you burn in the beginning of the sixth hour, the hashto, because at that hour, vadai, now, at the beginning of the sixth hour, vadai rubetoy bevav lezayin. At this point, people can make a mistake between the sixth and the seventh, and therefore we have to make it an hour earlier just to make sure that you don't make a mistake and leave it, because then you, people make a mistake in 1 hour. Ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel, halacha is not like Rabbi Gamliel, that even truma cannot be eaten on the fifth hour. It's only mutar b'hanor. Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKayinim Omer, Rabbi Chanina, the vice of the Kohanim, the second of the Kohanim, of the Kohen Gadol, said, Miyameim shel Kohanim, from the days, from ever, from the Kohanim, as long as the Kohanim lived, Lo Nimnu, they did not prevent Milisroif from burning, as Saboso Shenitma Bevlad Atuma, the meat that has become defiled from something which is a secondary, it's a child of tumah. That is, if you take, for example, a sheretz, an insect, that's called an av hatumah, a father of tumah, the father of the tumah. Whatever the father of the tumah, the sheretz, touches, that is called a vlad hatumah, the child of the tumah. And whatever touches the vlad hatumah, the child of the tumah, that is called Vlad Atuma, a child of the child of Tuma. That means the other of Tuma. And what happens when the meat touches the Vlad Hatuma, the child of the child of Tuma? So then that meat becomes a third by the level of Tuma. So you have the Av, that's the Sheretz. The next, the Vlad, is the Rishon. The Vlad is the Sheni. And what touches the Vlad is a Shlishi. So the Kohanim used to burn the meat together, the meat that was Netame from a Vlad, the Shlishi Tumah, Shenitma Be'av HaTumah, with meat that became tamei by touching a avatuma. The meat that touched the avatuma that became a rishon l'tuma or a vlada tuma, and the meat that previously touched the vlad hatuma is now touching. And it was what? It was the third level. It was a shlish l'tuma because it touched a vlad, and now it's touching a rishon l'tuma. So that means if the meat touches a rishon, it becomes a sheni. So it becomes a second. So originally it was a third level of tuma. By touching the rishon l'tuma, it becomes a sheni l'tuma. So af al pishim esifim tuma l'tuma. So although you are increasing the level of tuma, nevertheless, it's permitted because you're burning it anyways. So what difference does it make if it's more tuma or less tuma? Ha'isiv Rabbi Akiva v'amar. So Rabbi Akiva added and said, "Mi'imeim shel kahanim, from the days of the kahanim, as long as the kahanim lived, le'nimnu, they did not prevent themselves melahadlikas hashemen, from lighting the oil, shenifsel bitful yoim, which has become disqualified because that oil touched an atame, a person who's defiled, after the person had already immersed himself, but he is still waiting for the sun to set. The sun hasn't fully set. And that oil they poured in, they poured this oil, which was touched by a tevul yoim. And what happens is when a tevul yoim touches the oil, that oil becomes a shlishi letuma, third level of tuma. And they mixed it in, they put it in baner, into a lamp, into a holder, which shenitma bitmei meis. Now the lamp itself is made out of metal, and this nair, the metal nair, touched an item which became tamei from a mace. So something which touches a mace. A mace is called an avi avosa tuma. Something which touches a mace is an av hatuma. So now this lamp, which is metal, and it touches, made out of metal, and it touches an av hatuma, the rule is that a piece of metal gets the same status of what it touches. It doesn't go down a level. So therefore the lamp became an av hatuma too. So the item that touched the mace became an avatuma because the mace is an avi avaisatuma. So therefore, a lamp which is, well, avatuma means a rishon l'tuma. So the lamp itself is also an avhatuma because the lamp is made out of metal and that is gets the status like what it touches, so it becomes an avatuma. So now the oil, which was before a third level of tuma, because as mentioned, when you touch someone who immersed himself already in the mikveh from his tumah, but it's before the sun set, the item that he touched, the oil that he touched, has a level of a third level of tumah. So now, by putting it into the metal holder, so now it becomes a rishon l'tuma because the metal holder is an avatuma like the item that it touched, because the item that the metal holder touched, the hold was touched avi avois, so that became an avatuma, became an avatuma. So the metal became also an avatuma. And now an avatuma, the metal touches the oil, so the oil becomes a rishon l'tuma. So you take the oil now and you make it from a third level of tumah, and you're making it into a rishon the tumah. Whereas in the previous, so this is increasing of more. Rabbi Akiva is saying more than before. We were talking about increasing it from a third to a second. Here you're increasing it from a third to a one, to the first level tumah. Abba pishim esifin tumah tumah. Sorry, although you're increasing the tumah on here, so you're still allowed to, because at the end of the day, you're still burning, the oil is being burnt. So what is the difference, whether it's more tamer, not tamer? Right now it's being consumed. So the Bartanura explains, and the Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim said that the Kohanim never prevented, and they tell you the halacha about increasing the level of tumah. So what does it have to do with over here, with the psachim over here that we're learning here? Says the Bartanur, Mimeim shel kohanim le'nimnu, mishum deboi le'misne seifa, because he wants to learn afterwards. Mishum deboi le'misne seifa, because he wants to teach us in the seifa, in the next Mishnah. Midivreihem lomadnu, from these words of the sages we learn. Shesoifim truma toiri matmeya, on Erev Pesach, that you can burn the truma toiri matmeya, that's why he brings down this halachas, this Mishnah Vav, with Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKoyanim over here. So, what does it say? It's the Mishnah said that they did not, they never held back melisreif es habosor shenitma bivlad hatuma, from burning the meat that became tomei by avlad hatuma. So even though it says that the Mishnah uses the word that it, the Basar came Tomei in a Vlad HaTumah, that would mean that that Basar is a Shein LeTumah. But really it means, says the Bartanura, B'Vlad Shel Vlad Ka'omar, what he's really talking about, it's a Vlad of the Vlad, in other words, the meat touched a Shein LeTumah. The Vlad HaTumah is the Rishon LeTumah, and the Vlad of Vlad is the Shein L'tumah, and the meat touched it. Kolaymar, that is to say, Habasar Shehu Shlishi, the Basar, which is a third, Shenitma B'Shein L'tumah, that it became Tomei by touching a second Tumah, because that Basar, the Shein L'tumah, is Shehu Vlad Shel Vlad, that's a Vlad of a Vlad. The Vlad is the Rishen, and that was a Vlad of a Vlad as the Sheni, so this is a Shlishi. So they did not hold back from burning it, im habosar, together with meat, shenitma ba'avatuma, with meat that was touched, the avatuma, shuhu Rishen l'tuma. So the basar that touched the avatuma became a Rishen l'tuma, ukshenegei as habosar. When this meat that in the beginning, before it touches the new meat now, when they're burning it, it was in the beginning, it was a shlishi, and it touches the basar, shenitma ba'avatuma, in the basar that touched the avatuma. So choyzer li sheni. So now this basar becomes a sheni because it touched a rishon l'tuma. Shari noga berishen, for it touched the rishen, v'nasa sheni, becomes a sheni. V'nimtza, turns out, sheyisifu loy tuma al tuma, so that they added a tuma to his tuma, instead of being a third, he become a sheni. The mekor a shlishi, because in the beginning he was a third, v'hash the sheni, now he's a second, v'afal pikein, and still, nevertheless, loy nimnu milisayf, they still did not hold back from burning it. Im chomur mimenu, with something which is a more stringent level, the hoyil, because since v'avze hakal isreifa emed, even this lighter level, the shlishi, is standing to be burnt, is about to be burnt. Lo'ichoshu, they didn't worry. In mitamim ma'isu yosu b'mashayi, they didn't worry that they are making him tummy more than it was. V'av al pi she'ein oichel mitamim oichel min ha'toyra, although food cannot make other food tummy from the Torah. She'nemar, because it says betumas oichlin, and the tumah of oichel and dvarim yudalet tomei hu, that it becomes tomei hu tomei veinam tamei oichel kiyetz, but it cannot defile others. So by definition, oichel can only become tomei, not be metame. But mekomukah, nevertheless, rabbanon gozru, the rabbanon did decree sheyia oichel metame oichel, that oichel could be metame oichel, and it goes according to the grade, from the first to the second to the third. So Rabbi Akiva added, he says, Mimeim shel kohanim, that they didn't prevent from lighting shemen of truma. That was the shemen, the truma dike shemen became puzzled because it touched a tvulyoy. And that means hushlishi l'tumah, that oil is, the shemen is third to tumah. The tvulyoyim poisel es hatruma min hatoyra. The tvulyoyim disqualifies the truma, the shemen truma from the Torah, va'isa oisom shlishi, and makes them la'ilam. Always makes them a shlishi. Lo'ishna ochlim, lo'ishna mashkim, it always has the effect of making the shlishi. So then you take that shemen that was tameid by a tvulyoyim, and they poured it into b'neir shenitma b'tmeimes, in a candle holder, in a holder, such a keli that was became tamei by a tmeimes. In other words, it touched someone who became tamei from a meis. Zok de bartenura hayneir shel matchasu. We're talking about a metal holder. V'chol kelim. And all kelim chutz miklei cheres, with the exception of a earthenware, shenogu betumas meis, if they touch a tumas meis, something who has become tum from a meis, nasu kemoise, they become like her. Im av im rishon. If it's they touch an av, then the kelim becomes an av. If it touches the rishon, becomes a rishon. Diksiv b'midbar yutes. It says that you touch bechalal cherev, killed by the sword. If you touch bechalal cherev, but what difference does it make how the, you know, to tame, whether the person was killed by the sword or by something else? But we're saying that bechalal cherev, that shinon, cherev harehu kicholol, that the sword has the same halacha, gets the halacha like the cholol, he gets his level. Sha'cherev shenoga b'meis, if you have a sword that touches the mace, nase avi av kimeis atzme, then it becomes avi av, like the mace itself, who is avi avoisatuma. Ukshenoga bitmei mace, and when the metal doesn't touch the mace itself, but it touches a tmei mace, something who's touched the mace, the thing that touches the mace, shehu av, that becomes an av, comes the same grade as a sheretz, a tomei meis, something touched the meis, that thing that touched is an av, is like a sheretz, is because a meis itself is avi avois, and what touches it, it makes it into an av. Shehu av is nase gamki, so if the cherev touches the tomei meis, nase gamki na cherev av, so also the sword becomes an av atuma. Buhu adin, again, l'chol shar kelim, same thing, other kelim. It doesn't mean only metal, it also applies to all other kelim, chutz miklei cheres, with the exception of an earthenware. So nimtzo, it turns out, haneir shel mateches, that the candle of the mateches of metal, shenoka bet meimeis, that has touched someone who has become tamei from the meis, nasa avatuma, it also becomes an avatuma. So now Rabbi Akiva is adding to the words of Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKoinim. Rabbi Chanina did not permit Elo Lahachzir HaGimul Sheni, to bring back the third and make him to a second. Rabbi Akiva Hitir Lahachzir HaGimul Rishen. He allowed for the third to become Rishen. Shehashemen Shenifsel Bitvul Yoim, for the oil that was disqualified by the Tvul Yoim, Shehu Shlish, that is a third. Shemadlikin oisei b'neir, when you light it in the candle, when you apply light in the candle, shenitma b'tmei meis, that was defiled by a tmei meis, shaneir atzmei, then what happens to the neir of metal, nase av, becomes an av, just like the tmei meis, kimei shamarno, as we said before. Shaneir atzmei nasa av, the neir itself becomes an av, kimei shamanu, like we said, nimtzo shechoyzer agimul liyis rishen, that the third letuma, shlish letuma, becomes a rishen, v'afal pikein, lo nimnu, still they did not hold back from allowing to do that. I mean, he was lighting the shemen tome in the oil, because you can have a noah from it, so he's just burning it, can't eat it, but you can burn it. The hoil v'yesh shem tuma olav, since there is the name of tumanit, lei chayshinon lei, we don't worry about it. Umuter lahisiv biyadayim, and you're permitted to add even tuma directly with your hands to add additional tuma to it since it's being burnt. Mishnah Zayin, Omer Rabbi Meir, the Meir says, "Midivreim lamadnu from the words of Rabbi Akiva." And Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKohenim, we learn shesorfin truma tohira, that you are permitted to burn truma which is clean, which is tohir, together imatmeya, together with truma which is tomei. Ba Pesach am Pesach. Rabbi Meir says. So what Rabbi Meir was saying is like this: since Rabbi Chanina's Gan HaKohenim said earlier that meat that has become tomei because it touched. What Rav Meir is learning out from the words of Rav Chanina's Gan HaKohenim, Rav Chanina's Gan HaKohenim said in the previous Mishnah that meat that touched the Vlad, we touched the Vlad shel Vlad, but how is it a Vlad? I mean, we gave an example before, meat that touched meat that touched meat, but really it's something else. What happened is because this meat that we're talking about now that has touched the Vlad or the Vlad of Vlad, the Tuma, is this meat touched a liquid and this liquid touched a Keli and the Keli touched the Sheretz. So you have the Sheretz, the Avatuma, it touched a Kli, which is becomes a Rishon Lutuma, and the Kli you put in, there was water in the Kli, which became a Vlada Tuma, and then the meat touches that water. So again, the Kli touched the Sheretz, it became a Rishon. So the Keli is a Rishon, the water is a sheni, and the meat is a shlishi. But this whole halacha, that water that touches the meat, v'bechlal metame, this is only midrabanon, because from the Torah it's Torah. So it turns out, because mina Torah, If a food touches a mashke, a liquid which is tamei, the food doesn't become tamei. So it turns out that to burn that meat is only midrabanan. Min hatoyre, it's tohir dekemit. So what he's trying heading is that when you are going, so that's why we're going to allow, so Rav Chanina says, that you can make meat that is tohir to be metame it with meat that is by. So that means that in Rav Chanina's Gan HaKohenim's halacha, we did not only learn that you can elevate something that was a shlishi l'tuma to a even to a sheni l'tuma, but what you're actually doing is that you're actually making something which is not tomei min ha-toira altogether, because the water cannot be metame the meat from ha-toira, so min ha-toira it's toira, you're still allowing it to be burnt together with the meat that touched the avatuma, which is tomei min ha-toira. But l'chayre, the basar that has become tomei with the avatuma that touched the sheretz, that is actually not going to be able to be metame, as we learned before in the Bar Tanura, is not going to be able to be metame the other basar also min ha-toira, because basar eichlin cannot be metame eichlin. But the point here is, one basar was bechlal only osur midrabanan. One was not tamei only midrabanan. So min ha-toira was totally toir. And what we're allowing to do over here is we're allowing to be metame taka midrabanan, but to be with a piece of meat, that meat is tamei min ha-toira, because that meat touched the sheretz. So it's a rishon l'tumah, and we're allowing it to be together. So what are we going to learn from this? So from this we learn that an erev Pesach on the sixth hour, where the entire obligation to burn chametz is only midrabbanon, but minatoyra you're not allowed to, minatoyra you don't have to burn them. So you can also burn chametz of truma, which is toyer, together with the truma that is tamei. Because here too, the chiddush is that you can burn chametz de ketruma together with the toyer de ketruma together, and we're not worried about that the one oichel is going to be metamed, one truma is going to be metamed the other truma, just like we see there that the truma tahira, that truma tahira minatahira at least is permitted to be burned together with the truma, basar, which is tamei minatoyra. The basar, which is tamei only midrabbana, together with the basar, which is tamei minatoyra. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said to Rabbi Meir, "Eino hiyamida." This is not the same measure. In other words, not comparing one to another, because Rabbi Yosi holds that when a liquid, which is tamei, touches food, then that food does become tamei minatoyra. So therefore, in the case of Rabbi Chanina's Gana Koyanim, you're allowed to burn third level of tumah with other meat because it is already tamei minatoyra, that piece. But on the case by chametz, since the whole reason you have to burn it now is only midrabanan, from the Torah you don't have to burn it now, so we don't have a right to make the truma that is we don't have to be metame the truma tahira by burning it together with the truma tmeya. Umaydim and both of them, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, agree that you can burn the truma which is toyer separately and the truma which is toyer tamei separately. What is there a disagreement between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? Alat luya valat meya, that one has truma which is definitely tamei, and also he has truma which is questionable, it's tamei. Rabbi Elazar says to Sarif Zula Atzma, Zula Atzma, you should burn each one separately, and this one separate, this one separate. Rabbi Shua says, Shteyem ki achas, that you can burn them both together. Bar Tanura. So he says, Rabbi Meir says, Midivrehem Lamadnu. What does he mean, Midivrehem Lamadnu? So, Bein Rabbi Meir and Bein Rabbi Yosi, that will have now machlokes, the Mishnah is going to have a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi. Tarvayu Sviru Luhu, they both hold the Bosor Shenitma Bevlad Atume. They're both saying that when we said before Rabbi Chanina's Gana Koinim that the Bosor Shenitma Bevlad Atume, that meat that has become tame by a Vlad Atume. The Rabbi Chanina, that Rabbi Chanina said in the beginning of Mishnah, that they both agree that Mairi, that he's talking about the Bosor Shenitma B'mashkim. We're talking about meat that has become Tomei in Mashkin, from Mashkin. Shenitmu, those Mashkin have become Tomei B'kili, in a Keli. Shenitmu B'sheretz has become Tomei B'sheretz. So the Sheretz was the Avatuma, the Kli was the Sheni Latuma, the Mashkin was the Sheretz was the Avatuma, the Kli was the Rishon Latuma, the Mashkin was the Sheni Latuma, and the Basa becomes the Shlish Latuma. But a Meir Savar, and a Meir holds that Tumas Mashkin Latama Achirim, the Tuma of the Mashkin, of the liquid, in order to be Tame others, which is the Basar in this case, Lav Deraisa, that's not Menatoyra. She'ena Mashkin Metamin Achirim, because Mashkin cannot be metame others. But filo oichlin, even food, not only in other kelim, but even food cannot be metame, elamid rabbonin. It's only from the rabbonin they can do so. Umshum hachi ka'amar, and that's why he is saying, Rabbi Meir is saying, that medivir Rabbi Chanina do amar, from the words of Chanan, he said, "Shosoyr from basar," that you can burn the meat. Shenitma b'mashkin, that has become tomei from this mashkin. So even though davali tomei midrabbanon, that is only the tomei is only midrabbanon. Dimidei raisa, because from the Torah toher maliyah, who it's a regular Torah, that meat is toher because the mayim didn't have the power. The mayim that touched the keli, that touched the sheres, didn't have the keich to the power to be metamed the meat. So it's Torah Malihu, and he still is allowing you to burn it in Basar Shenitma Ba'avatuma, together with meat that was became Tomek by touching an Avatuma. That Avatuma is, he touched the sherets, that meat. So there's no question about that, that meat became Tomek in a Torah. Shehu Tomek De'eraisa, which is Tomek from the Torah. So from the fact that he's allowing you a Tuma Torah to be which means the Torah says it's b'chalal matome and still allows you to burn together. Lamadnu she'seifim truma tahira imatmeya, that we can burn the clean truma with the tmeya mishegiya shoshishis. So once the sixth hour comes around, and now the din is that what that we have to go ahead and burn all the chametz dikya items, so he can doesn't have to burn them separately, but he can go ahead on the sixth hour. She has to the midrabbanan. So now the both these truma tahir and the truma tmeya, which are chametz, are both also midrabbanan. So you're allowed to burn them together. Just like we can burn the meat that was become tome through the mashkin, shutor gomur, minatoyre, which one is very tor gomur, in bosor shenitma bavatuma shutome deraisa, we're allowed to do that. So likewise here too, we can go ahead and burn the truma tomeya with the truma tahira together, even though this is tome. Because here too, in the Rav Chanina's case, the basar is toyer minatoyer, is still allowing you to burn it together, even though midrabbanan it says, but minatoyer it's mutter. So, and the fact that it's allowing you to burn to burn the two meats together, we know that you can burn truma toyer with truma tmei. So, Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael said, no, eino hi hamida, that is not the same measure. Rabbi Yisrael tamei, Rabbi Yisrael goes according to his reasoning. The svirla he holds that the tumas mashkin l'tama achirim, the tumah of mashkin to that when they become tomei, so that they can be matama others. The raisa holds that from the Torah they can do so. Ubasa shenitma b'mashkin, and the meat that has become tomei in the mashkin, tomei mi the raisa, is tomei from the Torah. Hilkach amalei, that's why he says to him, eino yamida. It's not the same measure. Kolaymer I ata yochel lilmad zeis midivreim. You can't learn that from their words. Im hitartel lisreif tomei tumei kalo. From the fact that he allowed to burn a lighter level of tuma, which is a shlishi l'tuma, im tome tuma chamura, with a rishi l'tuma, so that it becomes a sheni l'tuma, but it's still tome natera. So tatir lisrev tahirim tumeya, that you're going to also permit to burn something which is totally pure with something with stomach. Va'aloche ki Rabbi Yosi, and the aloche is Rabbi Yosi, she'ein sorfin truma tahiro im atmeya b'peisach, that you're not allowed to burn the clean truma with the tmeya and pesach, because we have no right. Tumas mashkin, however, the halacha is that tumas mashkin tamachedim einu medarais, is not medarais el medarabonon. That halacha is ki Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir, but still we don't burn them together. The Mishnah connects them, but he paskins, the Bartanur brings down, the halacha is like Rabbi Yisid, not to burn them together. Even though in the case of Rav Chanina's Gana Koyhanim, it's like you're burning it together, Tomim in a Torah and Tomim in a Torah in a Torah, which is only Tomim in the Rabbanon. Because Tumas Mashkin, Tamachin, and Midaraisa, because in that, Elam in the Rabbanon, because that, the Aloha is like Rab Meir. Now, Umaydim Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, so who's saying this, Umaydim Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua? So Rabbi Yisik Omar Lo. Rabbi Yisik is saying to him, the afal gav to Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, afligu misreifas truma. Even though they argue about burning truma, so even though we know there is such a machlekes whether by burning truma whether you can do them together or not, however he's saying, Rabbi Yosi is saying, baha, in this case, on the fifth hour of Pesach, moedim, they will agree shesurfim zula atzma. Vezula atzma, that you shouldn't mix, you shouldn't be metamed the truma toira mina toira, because he learns that it's not the same thing as Rav Chanina's Gana Kohanim, and we're not allowed to burn Truma Tahir and Truma Tmeya, even though they argue about it, but this is not the case they argue about it. In this case, on the Shoch HaMishis, one would not be permitted to burn Truma Tahir and Truma Tmeya. So, what did they argue about? Ma Nechleku? He says, Alat Luya Valat Meya. That is, that you have two Trumas in front of you. One is a suffix, and one is actually Tomei. So then, not Toir and Tomei. Toir and Tomei have to be separately. Rabbi Lezer Sovar, Rabbi Lezer holds the Muzer al Shmiros al Tluya. The one is warned also guarding the Tluya not to burn it with the Tomei Dixiv, because it says, Mimidur Yitches es Mishmeres Trumaisai, Bishtei Trumas Akosuv Medaber. Pasuk is talking about two trumas, achas truma tluya, achas truma tahira, and therefore you're not allowed to burn it together. But Rabbi Yeshua, Eimer, Rabbi Yeshua says, shtein ke achas, they're both like together. You can burn the tluya with the tmeya, ki with the tmeya, ki when the tluya he, since it's hanging, you're not sure whether it's tamer or not. Yata muzra shmirasa, you are not warned, you're not instructed to guard it. Balatluya vatahira. What happens if it's a tluya and a tahira? Over there is loy nechleku. Over there is not machloikis shesurfim. Over there everybody holds. If it's tluya tmei, it is a machloikis. But tluya and tahira, everybody holds shesurfim. The hoil of the huzuka tuma, since it's not been established tuma, ainidis, it doesn't appear kimetame biyadayim, as if he is doing it directly with his hands, because it's not, it's only a tluya, so that's why it'd be okay. The problem is only, we have a machloikis, is the tluya together with the tmei, we're making the tluya tame, and the question is whether we're muzar on the tluya or not, and that's the machloikis from the Lezer of Yeshua. But if it's a case, one is definitely toher, and one is definitely toher, so then, says Rabbi Yossi, everybody will agree that we're not permitted to burn them together, but we have to burn them separately.